For those of us old enough to remember the events of 1979 and 80, we may recall the plight of 52 U.S. hostages held in Iran. Rocky Sickman was one of those held 444 days. And we continue with his story today on The American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
It was the morning of November 4, 1979. Rocky Sickman was a Marine security guard at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. He and another guard named Billy had just witnessed demonstrators scale the wall and run toward the compound.
That morning, I could have slept, Billy could have slept. We could have pulled the trigger. I mean, we had gas masks on. Your adrenaline was going from clear to fog. You're sitting there as a 22-year-old Marine, could have started a frickin' major war.
Rocky said it was difficult to maintain self-control when his mission as a Marine was to regain control of the situation.
Trust me, every time that door opened and somebody would come in, you want to just take the guy and snap your neck off. But again, you couldn't do it because it jeopardized everybody else around you.
Worse yet, while Rocky was still fighting for the lives of those taken hostage, he wondered if the rest of the world would even take note of their plight.
Nobody cared about the Vietnam War veterans. Now you're in a foreign country and you're in an American embassy and there's 70 people. Who's going to care about 70-some people in an American embassy?
Rocky remembers one of the first days as a hostage, coming to the aid of the oldest hostage, Robert Odie, who was 65 at the time.
And he started to take his ring and he was fighting them and they were taking his ring. And I said, hey, let the old man go. And Mr. Odie looks over at me like, I'm not an old man.
444 days later, on the plane that took them back home, Mr. Odie came to 22-year-old Rocky and thanked him for coming to his aid that day, and then added, but remember, I'm not an old man. It was a moment that makes Rocky laugh, despite the incredible ordeal he and the others experienced in Iran. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.